Evil, let's appreciate God. Wow. You can do better than that. You can give God all the glory this morning. Wow. Glory to God. You have to record that song. You have to release this one. Hallelujah. They have to release this. Amen. Wow. The God that we serve is a faithful God. There is no one like him. Amen. I don't know, is there still anyone in the house who does not feel like playing this morning? No one. Hallelujah. Because God is already in the house. And it's okay to play. It's okay to worship. It's okay to give him all the glory that he alone deserves. Amen. I am excited in my spirit because I know God is excited. Hallelujah. And when God is excited, he opens his hands. When he opens his hands, what happens? Blessings flow. Hallelujah. I know he's excited because he taps his feet. Hallelujah. And when he taps his feet, the head of your enemies are crushed. Hallelujah. So there is a moment today. Please do not miss it, because God is here in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, everlasting Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gifts of languages. We thank you for the gifts of culture. We thank you for the gifts of diversity. We thank you that in the midst of all our differences, you also give us the gift of unity. And where there is unity, oh God, you command your blessings. Father, as we sing together in one accord today, Father, command your blessings in the name of Jesus. Father, transform our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, meet every need in the name of Jesus. King of glory, let your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. We bless you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. As I minister your word, Father, Lord, speak through me. Let the words that will go forth, let it be transformational. Let it revolutionize our lives in the name of Jesus. And in this month of divine separation, let us all be totally separated unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Y'all, welcome to church. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. I am really excited. And when I was advertising this program, I said that everyone is going to learn something today. Amen. And so if you have not been participating in any dance steps or thing, please, I want you to, just for my sake, you participate in this one. Who knows? Oshubarere.
Oshubarere. Oshubarere.
We're going to take it slowly, yeah?
Mogbe oga.
Now, when Oshuba means, you're going to, can somebody help me hold this mic? Sister Mexico. In my language, one of the greatest expressions of worship that you can give to anyone is what we call this, Oshuba. Can you all do it? You just put your hand like this. Everyone, I'm looking at you. Don't let me suspect you this morning. I'm here for the Lord. Hallelujah. You just do it like this. Are we all together? And then you roll it like this. Yes? Can you try again? Yeah, you put these two hands together. Be free in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not doing witchcraft. It's not kamaji. It's just unto the Lord, right? You just do like this. Oshuba. You give it to the Lord. You raise it. Hallelujah. Yeah? Now, choir, can you help me? Oshuba. This is Oshuba unto the Lord.
Oshubarere, Oshubarere. Ogbe oga o.
Oshubarere,
Oshubarere.
I give God all the glory. Mogbe Oga means I lift you up. Amen. So welcome to International Mother Language Day. Hallelujah. Our tongue is, you know, is very, mother tongue is very important. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, there are some words that I cannot express in the beautiful English language. For people from my tribe, how can we say kabiti kabiti? How can we say joro joro? How can we say fenfe fenfe? How can we say bang 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 bang? Hallelujah! These are extremely big worship words that I do not know how to interpret in English. And that is why on a day like this, you can express yourself anyhow you wish. And the Lord is listening, and the Lord has heard, and the Lord will beautify you in Jesus' name. So it's a beautiful way to end this month of divine separation. And before I go to my message of today, it is our year of what? Exponential growth. Amen. Our year of exponential growth. And our Bible text is Isaiah 54:1-3. It says, you have not born. Break forth into. It says, sing, O barren, you have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Hallelujah. And let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Hallelujah. For you shall expand to the right and to the left. Amen. And your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Part of your expansion is dancing to the right. Hallelujah. Dancing to the left, dancing forward, and dancing backwards. But what are we saying? The Lord is, you know, out to bless us exceedingly this year, and it will come to pass in each and every one of our lives in Jesus' name. So this month is the month of divine separation. It says, you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, I am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. Hallelujah. Can you say, I belong to Jesus? And because I belong to Jesus, I am separated for worship. And that is the title of my message this morning. Divine separation for worship and praise. Hallelujah. Divine separation for worship and praise. Amen. The first Sunday of the month, Pastor Adeshola, she talked about divine separation set apart for God's glory. And then the following Sunday, Pastor Morris talked about refusing the king's portion of delicacies. Hallelujah. And he talked about the Hebrew children, how they made up their minds to refuse the king's portion of delicacies. Brethren, we are in a world full of so many temptations, and it is expedient for us to spot them and to say no to this temptation. And last week, Pastor Alex talked about consecrated to the Lord. And this morning, I'm going to focus on divine separation for worship and praise. Because when God wants us to separate from the world, separate from sin, separate from iniquities, he wants us to be separated unto him, unto his glory, unto his presence, unto his abundance, unto exponential growth, and that will be your portion in Jesus' name. So what is divine separation again as a way of quick recap? It is being set apart by God for his purpose and glory. Amen. Being set apart for God for his purpose and glory. Amen. It is not about isolation, but invitation into deeper intimacy with God. Amen. It is a call for consecration, a call for purity, and also focus on the living God. Separation unto God is not just what from the world, it is to God, to serve him, to love him, to cherish him, to worship him. Hallelujah. And that is what God desires. It's about being separated to honor him. Amen. Especially this year, which is about being separated for greater works, for abundance, and for exponential growth. My prayer is that everything that God wants to do in our lives this year shall be accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter 1:16 says, because it is written, be holy for I am holy. We all know that God is our Father and he is a holy God. Amen. So we as children, we should also be holy, holy unto the Lord. Acts 13:2, the Bible makes us to understand that some people were called to be separated unto God. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. For us to really be close to God, for us to know our purpose, for us to fulfill destiny, we need to be separated. And my prayer is that this year, the Lord God Almighty will enable us to keep away from everything, every sin that besets us, everything that keeps us away from God, and help us to be glued unto him in Jesus' name. So why does God want to separate us? Amen. So many speakers, they've talked about this. Number one is that so that our prayers can be answered. Isaiah 59 verse 6 says, your iniquities have separated you from God. He said, so that he will not hear. If we want God to answer our prayers, if we want God to hear our prayers, he needs to hear before he even answers. We need to be separated from sin. We need to make sure that anything that contaminates, anything that easily besets us, we need to separate ourselves from them. And my prayer is God will help us in Jesus' name. The reason why he wants us to be separated unto him, according to our topic this morning, is for what? Worship, for sweet fellowship, and for blessings. Amen. For sweet fellowship and for him to bless us. Because in the presence of God, there is what? Fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That means that when we are separated unto him and we have good fellowship with him, what happens? We have what? Joy, and we enjoy the pleasures of healing, the pleasures of deliverances, the pleasures of all the abundance that belongs to our God. And none of us will miss out in Jesus' name. Why does he want us to be separate? So that he can sharpen our spiritual sensitivity. When you are separated, when you are living right, you will also be tuned with the Holy Spirit. You know when God is talking to you. You know when it is that it's the devil wanting to tempt you and you'll be able to say no. Why should we be separated? So that he can reveal divine assignments. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Do not touch unclean, Hallelujah. And I will receive you. In the place of worship, we have to be clean. Amen. And this morning, some of you might be wondering, what is unclean? Life of lying is unclean. Lives of fornication is unclean. Life of adultery is unclean. Life of cheating is unclean. The Bible says anything that you do that is wrong is a sin and it is unclean. And that is why this month we are focusing on all the things we need to do to ensure that we are clean, acceptable to God, and our worship is also acceptable to Him. Sweet fellowship cannot happen if a life is not totally separated from sin unto God. And God's desire for us is a life of separation to worship. What does it mean, a life of separation to worship? We all know that worship requires focus on God. Separation removes distractions and idols. Hallelujah. Because you cannot be calling on God and be calling on mammon. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. It also creates space for encounter. A lot of my encounter that, you know, with the Lord, that I know, yes, I really, really can feel the presence of God all around me, happened in the place of worship. And that is why worship is really important. And that cannot happen when sin is all around us. Worship, it aligns the heart with God's will and His presence. That is why the Bible says in James, next slide please, the James chapter 4 verse 8, it says, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. Somebody saying this morning, Lord, going forward, I'm going to draw near unto you. Going forward, nothing is going to pull me back. Going forward, I will prioritize a life of holiness and worship unto you, because this is God's desire for us. Amen. Separation as praise. That's the next slide. Praise becomes pure when we are totally separated unto the Lord. Praise becomes pure when the heart is consecrated. Hallelujah. Praise becomes meaningful when it is birthed from intimacy. Amen. If somebody comes to me and say, Pastor Foye, darling, and I don't know the person, what's going to happen? Do you think I'm going to respond like a darling? Mm-mm. But when you are close to God and say, darling Jesus, what happens? You know, many unbelievers are singing darling Jesus. Now it will come to pass in their lives. Amen. Somebody is not saying a big amen. Even though they don't know Jesus, they are saying, you know, it's the beat. They've changed the beat now to a very funky, nice one. I like it as well. Praise the Lord. But if you say, darling Jesus, and you're not a darling, you're actually walking against Him, that's not praise. So this morning, we've all come from different parts of Oxfordshire. In fact, my darling sister Z, please let me appreciate her. She's come all the way from London. Appreciate her. Hallelujah. She used to be my PA, and I told her she's coming back. She's come all the way to praise the Lord. And for that praise to go to the King of Kings, it has to come from a pure heart. Amen. And it's going to come from a pure heart in Jesus' name. Praise becomes meaningful when birth, hallelujah, from intimacy. It becomes powerful when rooted in obedience. That's why the Bible tells us that in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has done what, called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." We are chosen people. We are called for His praise. Also, that says we are called for, if we are called for His praise, that means we should be able to give praise to God, isn't it? And God Almighty has also created us for His pleasure. And that means we should always give Him pleasure. That means each time you disobey, what happens? You are not giving God pleasure. My prayer also that as we call on this separation to praise, our life we give Him pleasures in Jesus' name. In closing this morning, there is one man that we've been talking about in Bible study that I just want to talk about. But before then, there are so many examples of divine separation to praise in the scriptures. The first one, the Levites, they were separated for worship and service to God. I won't go into the details of the Levite, but the Bible tells us that they were chosen out of Israel. This is because God loves worship. Amen. And you are not here in vain, because we accept your worship in Jesus' name. They were separated for worship and they gave God worship and the Lord blessed them. Hallelujah. They led the nation in worship and they never lacked throughout. And that is because they were born to worship. Another example is Anna the prophetess. The Bible says she was separated in devotion and worship and praise. Amen. In Luke 2:36, the Bible talks about Anna. Amen. I won't have time to go into the details, but she lived in the temple. She served the fasting and prayer. She lived a consecrated lifestyle, even as a widow. Whether we are singles or widows, God wants us to be separated unto Him. And to the glory of God, she was the first to proclaim Christ. She witnessed prophecy fulfilled right in her own time. And she became a generational symbol of devotion. And to the example I want to share this morning is the example of Abraham. Abraham, the Lord called out of his kindred to be separated unto him. Many of us have been called out from different nations to the UK. Your calling to the UK is not calling to go into the freezer in your spiritual life. It's calling to be vibrant for the Lord, to do great works for the Lord, to be a living witness, and to continue to be a true worshiper. Hallelujah. So the same way God called Abraham, He has called us, amen. He called us as well. And God called Abraham to be separated, to leave his country, his culture, and his family. To be separated from idolatry, from familiar system, and to be set apart to birth a lineage of faith and worship, amen. God Almighty called Abraham and he obeyed. In Genesis 17, when it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. So in his call, God also has to say, Abraham, I can see you've obeyed me, but your obedience is half-half. But this time, I want total separation from you. And God is speaking to someone in the house this morning. God has been saying what you are doing is not right. How you are treating your wife is not right. How you are treating your husband is not right. What you are doing in your workplace, going late all the time is not right. And this is the moment for change. Hallelujah. This is the moment to obey the Lord, to be fully consecrated to His bidding, and to say, Lord, I surrender all. I am all yours because, Lord, my life, oh Lord God Almighty, it all belongs to you. Amen. Consecration. Abraham lived a life of consecration. And throughout the scriptures, you see that he was always building altars. Amen. I'm looking for someone who will build an altar here today. An altar that you remember for the rest of your life. Amen. If you look at the scripture, Abraham built an altar when he was in Shechem. Abraham built an altar when he was in Bethel. When you build altar, it is a place to sacrifice and worship. Amen. The next slide again, if you in the same Genesis, it says in Bethel again, he went back and he built another altar. And then in Hebron, he built another altar, altar of covenant and fellowship. Hallelujah. Abraham settles and built an altar for the Lord. And when you look at the life of Abraham throughout, you see that this is a man given to worship. But the worship did not come. The fellowship did not come. The praise did not come until it was totally consecrated. Hallelujah. It was when he reached that point of total obedience that he got his miracle. Somebody's miracle is happening today in Jesus' name. And he got amazing outcome. Abraham got everlasting covenant. Next slide. He got generational blessings. And when you look at Genesis, even when God tested him, you will see that the testimony of Isaac, the son, was, Father, this is the wood, this is the stick. But where is the lamb for worship? If he has not been living a life of worship, with the son asking, where is the lamb for worship? If it was just occasional, hallelujah, the son would not have said, Daddy, this is not how we worship. Where is the lamb for worship? So daddies and mommies, let our life also be a witness to our children. That we wake up in the morning, we pray, we worship. Before we go to bed in the night, we pray, we worship. Hallelujah. The way we live our lives is unto the Lord and not unto the devil. Hallelujah. Because our children are watching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He says, and Abraham call upon the name of the Lord. When he decided that, Lord, even this Isaac, I'm going to worship him. Worship you with him. The Lord said, no. I can see you love me. Don't worry. You are totally surrendered. Are we totally surrendered to the Lord? as we worship the Lord today in different languages, it's not just about the singing, it's also about the heart. Amen. The surrenderedness of our time, our availability, our money, our career, our talent. Amen. Surrendering everything to the Lord. And when you do that, the God who provides, hallelujah, tell your neighbor, the God who provides is alive, is well, he will provide all your needs in the name of Jesus. He provided, and he called the name of that place again, was Jehovah Jireh, another altar. Glory to God. He was called the friend of God, and he was a model of faith and obedience. In conclusion this morning, brethren, for pure worship and praise, we need to be totally separated. The Bible says in Romans 12, 1 to 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is what? It is your reasonable service. And he now said, and do not be conformed to this world. Teenagers, are you hearing me? There are so many pressure on your time, on your beauty, on everything you have. But God is saying, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed to this world. He said, but if be transformed by the renewing of your heart and your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Psalm 4:3 says, but know that the Lord has not set apart for himself him who is godly. He says, the Lord will hear when I call to him. God hears the godly. Hallelujah. And Joshua 3:5 says, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. God is saying to us, CLA, sanctify yourself, because this year is exponential growth. This year is year of great exploit. This year, none of you will remain the same again. This year, all the things you've been trusting the Lord for shall come to pass. This year is a year of possibilities. And if you think that it is not true, for the last 4 days, what is the theme of open heavens? Can somebody tell me? The unlimited God. Some of you don't read open heavens. If you don't read open heavens, I hope you are reading daily bread. If you don't read daily bread, I hope you are reading the Bible, the Word of God. 4 consecutive days, our Father in the Lord has been saying to us that God is what? The unlimited God. The unlimited God. The unlimited God. I'm speaking to someone in my spirit. This God is saying, that thing you are trusting the Lord for, I am the unlimited God. I am the unlimited God. I am the unlimited God. And the example he gave, he said there was a woman without ovary, and the Lord gave her a child. As the Lord did it, no one knew. God is the unlimited God. The same Abraham we talked about, God did it for him at an age that nobody could understand. He did the unthinkable. In closing, when God separates, the next slide, he is not removing you, he is refining you. Amen. It may not be easy, but God Almighty makes it easy. He's drawing you into a place where your worship becomes deeper, your praise becomes authentic, your life becomes a vessel of glory, the impossible becomes possible, and you live a fulfilled life. Beloved, you are made to worship and called to be set apart for his glory. Let us live a life of obedience and worship, and we'll see things fall in place for us. God is here. Let's give him all the glory that is due his name. In our mother tongue, in your dance, in whatever way you want to do it. Hallelujah. And today, because God wants to do something special, I just want to talk to someone. There are still people who have not been dancing. Let me tell your neighbor. What is that slang you did use? Steeze or something? And what? In the Bible, there is no steeze. In the Bible, there is no what? Composure. What did you call it? Just check out 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 21. It says, and David said to Michal, who was like, what is wrong with you? Why are you dancing like a mad person? And David said unto Micah, it was not before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people that I am dancing. He says, therefore, let me tell your neighbor, therefore, will I play? Will I play before the Lord? It's okay, it's allowed. It's allowed to play. It's allowed to praise. It's allowed to worship. Anyhow you want to do it this morning, don't leave this auditorium without pleasing God in your praise, in your worship, or most importantly, with your life. Let us rise up this morning. I don't know if you are here this morning. The Bible says the voice of the wicked I will not hear. The voice of the wicked I will not hear. You know you are not right with God. You know you are one leg in, you are one leg out. This is the moment to say, God, I surrender all. Forgive me for all my sins, for all my unrighteousness. This month I surrender all unto you. I want to live for you and live for you alone. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone here this morning you want to rededicate your life to God? You want to say, Lord, help me, help me. You just need to lift up your hand and God is going to touch those hands. You are saying, God, help me to live a life unto you. Help me, Lord, to live a life of without sin, a life of obedience, a life of total surrenderedness unto you. You can lift up your hand and the Lord is going to touch that hand this morning. You are here, you are saying, Lord, I rededicate my life unto you. I surrender, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, help me, help me, help me. The Lord sees your heart, he sees your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you are lifting up your hand, you lift it unto the Lord who sees, the God who knows, the God who transforms, the God who helps. In the name of Jesus, and this morning you can also consecrate your life unto God. You can say, Father, I surrender all to you. I give you everything. I give myself away. I give myself away. I give myself away. I give all to you, Lord. I surrender all to you, King of Glory. In the name of Jesus, give myself away. Can you use me? I give myself. You want to give yourself away in the place of worship this morning. In the place of total surrenderedness. You want to give yourself away. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Ourselves away. Use us for your glory. You've created us for worship. Help us to worship you all the days of our lives in spirit and in truth. Help us to be totally separated unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You may please be seated. there's something the Lord laid upon my heart, if there's something, because this is the season of possibilities, if there's something that you are trusting the Lord for, build an altar here. Write it on a piece of paper and put it in the prayer box. And the Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. You will see it come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.